When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sasha says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I feel like I'm the crazy one here, but I need your take.
Mm-hmm.
To put it bluntly, my husband's brother is a player.
Okay.
He changes out girlfriends about as much as he changes his underwear. The girl he brought over for Thanksgiving won't be the girl he brings over for Christmas.
Oh.
Maybe it's a good thing because the girl he brought over for Thanksgiving was a bit, we'll say, loud.
Okay.
Yes, they had some adult sandwich time. That's in quotes. While they were at our house. We have a three-bedroom home with all three bedrooms running almost consecutively down one hall.
Oh, no.
Our girls slept in our bed because my parents slept in their bed.
Wow.
My husband's brother was in the room between, and it was a marathon session. They kept the adults up for half the night. Thankfully, our girls slept through it all. I told my husband to tell his brother that he can't bring a girl this time.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband thinks that's unfair.
Oh.
He did tell his brother about the noise and asked his brother to not have any adult time for just two nights. His brother thought it was amusing and said he couldn't promise anything.
Can't promise anything.
Aww. LOL. I'm so livid at my husband, and it's affecting my Christmas spirit.
Sure.
Am I wrong to demand no holiday nookie at my house? Is that so weird? Am I the Grinch for not wanting his brother to bring a date? This seems kind of sensible, right? But I must be getting gaslighted because they all make me feel like I'm the one who's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I feel like there is a... Gosh. Yes, it seems easy in concept just to say, hey, no nookie.
Yeah, let's be polite.
Let's keep it, you know, contained for a couple days.
Yeah, let's.
Can
you? Know, yeah, I think that's respectful. I think it's a matter of respect, especially when he was made aware that the rest of the house was aware of what was going on.
But how do you?
This should be an easy to be like, oh yeah, no, I got it, no problem.
Right.
You know,
but
if nothing else, I say the kids.
But that's not what is like you're saying the words, but it's not being absorbed.
Hubby's not hearing it.
Right.
And neither is his
brother. Right. Exactly.
Like, so how do we get them to understand it's a matter of respect?
Yeah. What's the conversation that you have to say, hey, I know the mistletoe is inviting. But
it's nowhere near the bedroom, though. It's not where it is.
Yeah.
Caitlin's like, nope, no girlfriend. He changes them out way too many times. Be respectful of everyone and do the adult stuff at your own house.
Yeah, I mean, that seems easy. And for a rational person, it seems like something sensible that you should be able to oblige and say, yeah, I understand. But
so,
if
Sasha,
he is,
yes, you are being sensible, and they're not hearing you.
But if he is in the honeymoon phase of these relationships, every single time he brings a new girl around,
it sounds like that's what he's addicted to. Like he just wants.
Well,
the honeymoon phase is over, he gets somebody new.
That, and you know, you've heard of like the Mile High Club. It's maybe it's the sister's bedroom club, or the holiday
the brother,
club,
the brother. The, holiday
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
club.
Yeah.
The holiday club.
The brother's house holiday
yes,
club.
No,
the Thanksgiving club, the Christmas
I think
club.
We reiterate the fact that there are kids in the house. In fact, in the next room,
mm-hmm.
And please don't do that. Otherwise, we're not going to let you. You know, you're not going to be able to stay here.
I mean,
just go get a hotel room.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, give us if you want to comment on that, that's great. 502-795-1997, like what you would do, how you would give Sasha the words to make them understand that this is not something that you like have happening.
Hubby says it's not a big deal, but we need to convince Hubby it is a big deal, and this is why.
Yeah. But also, if you've got a story about that, we'd like to hear that too.
Stop.
I'm just saying. That might be a fun little tangent.
If
to go
it's
to.
A helpful story.
if it needs to be helpful.
I think
all would be helpful, Kelly.
Okay.
Come on.
How did you curb the behavior? That's what we need to know for Sasha.
Yeah, if you've got personal experience with having to muffle or
No, that, we're not giving muffling tips. That's not
are
what we're
giving
no.
tips on how
no,
to be quiet.
We're deterring the behavior tips.
Oh,
that's
right.
What we need. That's what we need.
All right. 502-795-1997. That's our number. Group therapy here at 997 DJX. At the root of the problem, it's Sasha. Just wants to know if she's being the Grinch for not wanting her husband's brother to bring a date when he comes to stay for Christmas. See, over the Thanksgiving, brother-in-law brought a lady. They, quote, had fun overnight.
And kept everybody up.
Yep, she doesn't want a repeat performance. No one thinks it's a big deal except her.
Yeah, which, and she's like, am I crazy? Am I, like, being a, you know, a Grinch about this? Or am I right? And I think we're all, you know, thinking, yes, Sasha, you have a point that this is disrespectful. And Liz has a really great suggestion. It's simple. He brings someone new. I would out him at dinner, remind him no jam session like the last girl on Thanksgiving. Now pass the rolls.
No jam sesh. No jam sesh.
Yeah. So many people are like out him for like having a different girl and what happened. Like,
oh, in front of the new
in
girl?
In front of the new girl.
Oh my gosh. Now,
yes.
I don't recognize. Now, was she the same one that came around on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's bold, but yeah, I think that'll get the point across, especially if they're not hearing you when you already said, hey, you were loud and we heard you and please don't.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Elena, you have a story about this.
Okay, so my husband had a friend come and stay with us who was out of town for a couple of days, had a brand new bunk bed, never been used, and the following morning, I find out that his friend and his little guest had done stuff on the bunk bed.
Oh. So, did they break it? Did they break the bed?
No, but the plastic that was on the mattress still was off and on the floor.
Oh!
Sheets were a mess. Blankets were a mess. I'm the one that has to do the laundry, so I was pretty ticked off. So my husband's like, it's not a big deal. You know, it's my buddy. I don't care. This is our home.
It's my buddy.
That is not good.
I went and I pulled his friend to the side and I told him, I was like, this is our home. And this is a bunk bed for when our kids come or our grandkids come. And I was like, that's very inappropriate. And going forward, if you want to do stuff like that, you need to go stay at a hotel or somewhere else because I don't want that in my home.
How did he take that?
Well, he was a little upset at first. He couldn't believe I took him to the side and did that. But I told him, I said, this is our home.
Yeah.
We both pay for it, and we need to be at a mutual agreement.
All right. Good deal. Right. Thank you, Elena.
You're welcome.
You know, and Stacy brings up a good point and says, you know, maybe Sasha can go right to the girlfriend when they get to the house.
Oh,
and just be like, hey, you know, we got kids. We got a lot of people here. And so the girl may be more understanding with all of that than like the brother-in-law. Like, hey, you know, I don't know. I know you. This is new and it can be exciting, but, you know.
Which going to the girlfriend, that's pretty presumptuous.
Yeah, right.
But also could be a really good strategy. Courtney says, I'd let him bring a date, but I'd tell him y'all are staying in a hotel. Shoot, I prefer the hotel myself, not to mention old girl is a stranger to virtually everyone. Not sure I'd be comfortable having some strange person staying the night at my house where my kids sleep every couple months when there's a family event going on. Imagine it was a sister with a different dude coming over every month. Mm-hmm. Y'all want some strange man up in your house staying the night where your kids sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
All right. Well, good luck, Sasha. Hopefully.
I think it's different if it's like a really serious relationship, but the fact that he keeps bringing randoms to every family function
is
and
it,
they stay over.
Is it different if it's
I think it is
Becky and Tom that are coming over and making whoopee every single time they come to stay in your house?
Well, I think in general, probably really disrespectful to make the whoopee in someone else's house, but you know, I think it's worse when it's random people every family function.
Uh-huh.
It's a personal thing to let someone stay in your house.
Sure.
So
all right.
Let's have some respect.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Hopefully you have at least a little bit of ammo and knowing that you've got the support of our listeners. You know.
Yeah, and Sasha, if they're not hearing you, still play the podcast for them.
Play the podcast and then just, if you hear it start to go down, just get up, walk over there and
go bang on the door, like Jim says. Yeah,
hey,
just
keep it
bang
down
on the door and say, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop.
Or,
stop it right now.
open the door and squirt them with a water bottle. Like, stop it! Like they're cats or their dog.
Get off the bed.
Get off the bed. Get off the bed. All right. All right. Very good. All right. That is group therapy.